Hey, Rennie, Emma, I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in spite of Abner's vocal contributions to the wild bird life of the foothills, Lum's plan to impress Miss Melrose with his knowledge of bird lore failed rather badly yesterday. So it's barely possible that their contemplated book on this subject will never be written. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store, absorbed in a volume from the library. Abner just entering.
I don't get Lum. I wish we could cut out these delivers. I have too much trouble figuring out how many of them ration and coupons to collect from the folks.
Yeah, it is a bother.
I had an awful argument with Miss Seastrong. She claimed that canned corn was just 4 points, and I tried my... What are you reading on there so hard there?
Oh, just a book.
A book on wild birds in the foothills?
No, of course not.
A book on speaking the languages of the feathered friends?
No, it's a book on good grammar. Tells how to talk right.
Well, lo me, are the birds getting so high class now you have to learn how to talk right before they'll answer you?
Abner, this ain't got nothing to do with birds at all. Fact is, I ain't gonna have nothing to do with them either.
You ain't? Have you give that up too?
Yeah, especially after what happened yesterday.
Huh.
When them two wild African birds I captured for her turned out to be her own pet lovebird, I just had so much explaining to do that I figured the best thing for me to do is to give up botany for good.
Well, I'm proud to see you do that, Lum. That there botany's idea was even sillier than that painting junk.
Yeah, it was sort of silly, now that I look back on it.
Oh, it was plumb silly.
And I believe Miss Melrose thinks it's silly, too, because I know she's giving it up.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
Doggy, that woman takes up stuff and lays it down again faster than any one human I ever seen in my life.
Well, of course, that's a woman's prerogative.
Well, huh?
I mean, women folks have got a right to change their minds that way, you know.
They have, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've read that in a lot of books. A
lot of them, huh?
Might even be a law for all I know.
Huh.
But you take a woman like her, and she's bound to hit on a good idea sooner or later. Hence this new one of hers.
New one?
Yeah. You know what me and her are going to do now? Purify the English language.
Huh?
That's why I'm reading this book here on good grammar.
For the land's sake.
Abner, don't say for land's sake.
Why not? Ain't it nice?
Oh, it's nice enough, but it's slang.
Huh?
That's one of the things we're trying to do. Drive every dadgum slang word out of the language.
Why, if that don't beat anything I ever heard in my life. Such prattle-prattle.
Don't say prattle-prattle.
Well, what's the fella going to say when he means prattle-prattle?
Well, you can say, pish-posh. Or no, that's slang, too.
Splash and marsh?
No, you can't use that neither.
Huh?
Strange, when you come right down to it, there ain't hardly no other word you can use there, is there?
No.
Nothing else seems to mean quite the same as prattle prattle.
No, prattle prattle, it means... means prattle prattle, that's that.
Well, I reckon the only thing to do in a case like that is just keep still.
Don't say nothing at all, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
If it ain't your grammar, you oughtn't to say it. So, from now on, I want you to talk your English language just as pure as you can, just like I always do.
Well, I'll try along, but I don't exactly know what good it's going to do, though.
Well, I'll tell you what good it'll do. You see, Abner, during an era of world conflict and strife, the lamp of learning burns low.
Huh?
I got that from Miss Melrose.
Huh?
Granny, there's a smart woman, you know.
Yeah, but now exactly just what does it mean, Mom?
Well,
what you said?
Means that the lamp of learning is burning low now.
Well, it's daytime now. You don't need a lamp on now, no way,
well,
Mom.
I don't mean that kind of a lamp.
What other kind of lamps is it?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to explain to somebody like you, Abner, but Well, you see, in times like these, it's up to a few of us brainy people, like me and Miss Melrose. It's up to us to keep the lamp, keep up the book learning and the culture and all that. In special, we gotta keep the language pure.
Well, why do we, Long?
Well, because, you see, during war times, Abner, lots of slang words get into the language. And we gotta keep them out, that's all.
Well, why do we?
Well, because we have to keep the language pure.
Well, why do we have to keep the language pure?
Well, Granny, Abner, for a fella your size, you can ask too many questions, you know. Now, hitch up and try to learn some of this grammar stuff. It'll do you good.
Yeah, well, I've got some other stuff to do, I think.
This won't take long. Sit down now. Sit right down there.
Me.
If ever a feller just spend a few minutes a day learning something, he wouldn't be so ignorant at the end of the year. Now, let's take the subjunctive here, for instance.
Take the what?
The subjunctive mood. Page 55.
Yeah, subjunctive is right, if you want my opinion.
Now, listen to these two sentences and tell me which one is the right way to talk. Quote. If I was Fred, I'd buy the bicycle. Or, if I were Fred, I'd buy the bicycle. Now, which is right?
Well, I don't know, I'd say it's up to Fred.
Up to Fred?
Why, sure, if he wants to buy a bicycle, let him go ahead and get one. It ain't none of my business.
Well, wait a minute. You ain't got the idea of this.
Yes, I have, and I know Fred better than you do, Lon. I know it ain't safe to go around trying to tell him what to do.
Who are you talking about, anyways?
Why, Fred, that's who you said. He's my brother-in-law, lives down there in Texas.
Oh, well, that don't mean that it's that Fred, huh?
Well, that's his name, Lon. You just call up Elizabeth and ask her, and she'll tell you. And she ought to know it's her own blood brother, oughtn't she?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, now, why he wants a bicycle, I don't know. He's got a big two-seated automobile in her. I know he's got a B-card for her, and he don't need a bicycle.
Listen, Abner, this book here don't mean whether...
I don't believe he can even ride a bicycle that comes right down to it.
Well, it ain't a question of the bicycle.
Then? I know it ain't a question of money, because he can afford it all right. Right now, he makes good money. Yes, sir, I ain't worried about that, Lon. It just seems sort of silly, though, a grown-up adult of a man like him buying himself a bicycle.
Well, Abner, if you'll just listen to me for a second, I'll explain the whole thing.
Of course, he might be getting it for one of his daughters. But Lucy and Opal are too old for that, and Ellie and Sis are a little too young, I believe. But that might be the idea right there, or is it the... A girl's bicycle or a boy's lawn?
I don't know.
Well, it's easier to tell.
Well, it don't make no difference.
Well, see, Lon, if it has a bar running from the handlebars to the back seat, why, then it's a boy's bicycle. But if it ain't...
The difference between a boy's and a girl's bicycle.
Oh, well, good for you.
Girl's bicycle's got that skirt guard on.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yes, sir. Well, which is it?
I told you I don't know.
Well, didn't you see it?
Of course not, for goodness sake.
Well, how do you know it is even for sale in
there? Oh, for goodness sake.
I don't get that solves the whole thing right there. If it ain't for sale, Fred can't buy it nowhere.
The idea of the whole... Oh, wait. Never mind. You're right, Abner. That solves it. Yeah, that clears everything up.
Well, good for me.
Now, let's just forget it now.
Why, sure, sure. See, Lom, these things ain't hard to figure out. You just sit down, sort of calm yourself down, concentrate on them for a minute. You can figure them out. Anytime you want me to figure anything else out for you, you just let me know. I'm your true friend, proud to help you.
That's sorrowful thought of you.
But not at all, not at all. Just proud to do it. Now, what about this here good grammar stuff you started learning, that junkative mood junk there?
Well, I believe me and Miss Melrose will carry that on ourselves, Abner.
Huh?
We'll keep the lamp of learning burning. That ain't bad, you know, in learning burning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shows what you get into when you start learning grammar.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't learn it.
You won't need to bother yourself at all.
My doggy, that's a really. Of course, just to be right honest, Lom, I still think that's a heap of fiddle.
Go on, say it. Triddle fiddle.
Huh?
You know, Abner, I ain't so sure I believe in all this stuff myself, to tell you the truth. When you come right down to it, the only reason I keep taking up all this junk is just so I can make an impression on Miss Melrose, ain't it?
I don't know. Is it?
No, why do I do that?
I don't know.
Because I want to get her into the right mood so I can propose to her.
Oh, yeah. pre-post, huh?
Yeah, now, why don't I just forget all this and go right ahead and pre-post?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you to do for weeks now. You ain't done it.
Grannies, I'm going to do it this time. Right tonight. Next week, I mean.
No, do it tonight now, Lum. You can come right over to our place.
Oh, no, that's too crowded over there. You and Liz best sit around and listen. I couldn't pre-post to nobody that way. It'd be embarrassed to death.
Well, here, come over tomorrow night, then. Elizabeth will be at the first aid meeting, and I'll go to bed early.
Oh, no, you'll listen through a keyhole or something.
No, I won't, honest. Cross my heart, I won't do it.
Grannies, I wonder if I want to.
Why, sure. I tell you what, I'll call her up and see if she'll be home tomorrow night. I'll call her
right. Just use your grammar and talking to her.
I will.
Don't use no slang, whatever you do, or any backwoodsy country talk.
I wouldn't know how to talk country if I wanted to.
She believes in that idea of hers awful strong. And if you use just one slang word, why, she just never will speak to you.
Wait a minute. Hello? Miss Melrose? This is Abner Peabody. Yes, Mom. Are you going to be home tomorrow night? Well, Law wants to come over and see you.
Yeah.
Oh, something about pre-posing.
Oh, don't say that, Abner, for goodness
sake. Yes, Mom, that's what I said.
Filed everything short of the word.
All right, goodbye.
What'd she say? What'd she say, Abner?
Doggone, my mom said the lamp just went out.
Oh, now, don't josh with me. Tell me what she said when you mentioned pre-posing.
She said, well, I'll be dead blue.